Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the epic Afrobeat, rap, rock, disco, garage, prog of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. No two ways about it. This Melbourne, Australia fusion group is one of our favorite bands out there. And they are way out there. You could spend years trying to decipher their messages about cuttlefish and mushrooms, or trying to successfully categorize them into some sort of rock taxonomy, or trying to nail their perfectly imperfect groove. This record, we are afraid to say their most recent, because there might be a new one any second, is called Ice, Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava. It's available on their KGLW label. It is their 21st studio album, and it's only their fifth album in a year. KEXP's Cheryl Waters asked about their process and their prolificacy.
The choices you've made have made you an iconic band and beloved by your fans. I mean, in 2017, releasing five albums, and then now again, you've done it again within 6 years, another five albums. And with two more records coming out this year, it's just sort of crazy. How much did the long period of lockdown contribute to this being another year where you've got five records coming out?
Definitely somewhat. It meant we had more off time, less touring. We spent some just time like thinking, being pensive. Who are we? What are we doing? That sort of thing. We definitely wrote a lot of songs in lockdown. But I'd say for these, for the records that came out this year, they sort of were mostly about us getting back together and kind of represented us being a band in the old-fashioned sense again. Jamming, getting in a room together, making music, feeling each other's energy, improvising, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you had to come up sort of with a different way to approach making music. You had to create little studios in your own homes and do a lot of stuff on your own. I mean, did that sort of create a new way of making music? Obviously, you were so happy when you can get back in a room and jam together, but did that sort of infuse sort of a new way of doing things moving forward?
Definitely,
yeah. I think it was, you can hear it on those albums that we did do via correspondence, you know, and during the peak of the pandemic. It was good in a sense because it, like, meant that, you know, Cav's our drummer and Ambrose and stuff, like, who kind of never had done as much production work as, say, Stu or myself or Cook, kind of were forced to, like, be autonomous, you know, and, like, learn how to record themselves. So that's how we were sending stuff to each other, like, through emails, just, like, kind of layering everything on top. And then, yeah, as Stu said, all these albums from this year, primarily a response to how we made that. Like, as you can see, just like, just us playing together was kind of like, in this context, is like what felt really good after such a long time.
And for this record, for Ice Death, the one that these songs we're playing today, they kind of represent like the opposite thing, just wanting to be together and making music together.
The other records, besides Ice, Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava, are Made in Timeland, Omnium Gatherum,
I am the one, I am the none, I am nobody.
laminated denim, and changes. The band really seems like they are having fun playing live, and the songs are long, so we're playing two out of the three in this session. Let's get to it. Here's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, live on KEXP.
Princess, with the long lashes.
You just heard King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with the song Ice 5.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with King Giz. And that was our live session with King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. You heard the song, Iron Lung. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, KCPR 91.3 at California Polytechnic State in San Luis Obispo. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, you might also enjoy the Sound and Vision podcast, telling the deeper stories behind the music. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Jackson Long, Julian Martlew, and Roddy Nickpour. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.